My gosh, it's great to see you again, Zoe. I always look forward to talking with you.
Likewise, how are you?
I'm good, and we got to get into it. I mean, this movie is such a deep and fascinating film, and your character Esme. Wow, I mean, was it hard to put her skin on, so to speak?
Yes, it was hard. This is a conversation that is an ongoing conversation. It's a global conversation. It's deeply complex. In our situation specifically, we are products of immigration. Me by a first generation having a grandparent come here in the 1960s, for my husband being a recent immigrant from Italy. We're constantly surrounded by people that have either crossed the border illegally, who are now today DACA recipients, who live honest, decent, amazing lives, who vote and pay their taxes, and whose children are in college. And we just felt compelled to just add our two cents about a conversation that, whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, it's just complex, very, very multi-layered. And I have a deep level of respect for my husband for wanting to extend his art into a new medium and continue conversation around immigration. This has not been a topic that was new for Marco. Marco has been making installations and his art about immigration. And so I was really proud of him when he wrote Absence of Eden.
Marco, honestly, I mean, you co-wrote the script and all. I mean, did this all come from that, from your personal experiences
Yeah,
with
what happened
immigration?
was in 2016, I did an art piece called 714 Children Lost Syria to Italy. They lost life, and I collected 714 pair of shoes, and I fully concrete is in them one of the more important collection in Canada called the Rennie Museum. And I find a necessity to write in a story about humanity and in using a different tools like cinema, because I really like cinema. And that's what came there. I started searching for 2 year, 3 year. For me, of course, everybody calling this like a film. For me, it's really like a sculpture. I approach that like kind of doing an art piece. And that was the result of a very, very, a lot of researching.
I really, really pulled a lot out of this film that I didn't know. And I think people are going to do that. They're going to see things that they only hear about, but putting it onto film and making it look like you did, Zoe, it is a breathtaking movie in a lot of ways.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
man.
you. I hope that's a good thing. Yes, yeah.
Well, people need to wake up and see the we're all trying to be humane, but we're not. We need to take more steps.
That's my point.
Yes, and think for ourselves. I know that there's a great level of dependency that we have on our governments, our environments, but we tend to forget that we also are products of how we were raised, and we have thoughts of our own, and we know how to assess things based on how we experience them. And I think it's important that we do that. Listen, I've sat at dinners with people that have really different ideas around immigration than I do, that vote differently around immigration than I do. I never once felt that they deserved any less respect for their
Same
opinions.
here,
Like
same here.
at the end of the day, it's like you have to respect people for coming to their conclusions, but you also need to speak up and you need to be heard the same way you're willing to listen to others, because I feel like that's how we continue to grow and gain more insight on conversations that maybe we just had a one-sided angle on. And listen, this isn't a political movie. Marco didn't, write this story to have a political opinion around immigration. It was more about having a humane, angle on it. Like, let's not forget, these are women and children crossing borders, whether it's between Syria and Italy, whether it's between Colombia and Mexico or Mexican border and Texas, Arizona. It doesn't matter. It is complex. And let's not forget that these are people, swimming in rivers, getting on jollies and going overseas, walking in deserts and near, super dangerous environments. And they're doing it for a reason. Whether that reason is aligned with what makes sense to us, it doesn't, that's not the point. They're doing it for their own reasons, and we just have to continue to sort of listen to that.
I appreciate all your words, and I got the wrap a bit ago, so gotta go, but we'll catch up some other time and maybe talk longer.
Thank you. Thank you so
Ciao,
much.
grazie.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you.